some out in the cookery, some down the store to wait.
Okay, you know, you're a well all around person. You've done a little bit of everything. You've traveled, you've farmed, and now you're a cook.
I'm jack of all trades.
You're jack of all trades. And what kind of cheese do you make from clabber milk?
Cream cheese.
Okay. Have you ever eaten any cottage cheese?
Yeah, cottage cheese.
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
Why do you have to strain it?
Well, trash or anything, and get it out.
All right. Drink. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on the top of it?
Apple cobbler.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his what?
Sure likes to put away his food.
Now, if he's
good appetite.
If I use vittles, what would that word mean to you?
Vittles, that means something to me. That's what people used to say. This don't bother my vittles. Give me some vittles. That's way back.
Oh, and they were talking about food.
Food.
All right. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding? Pour over pudding. What do you call that?
Sweet milk.
Yeah, but it's made. It's called something. It's the sweet liquid that's served with pudding. Are you familiar with that?
Salt pudding salt.
All right, salt. Food taken between regular meals. You call it a what? When you
snack.
Eat between, okay. Now I'm going to use. I want you to use the principal parts of eat. I'm going to make a sentence, and I want to leave eat out. And I want you to say, fill in these blank. I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I had breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
Last week
I had already eaten
breakfast every day.
Every day.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Some of them drink coffee, tea.
How do you
drink sweet milk?
Okay. How do you make your coffee?
Well, I get some coffee. And I know. You see, we have a coffee pot and grinder. Put the coffee on the boiler.